All right, final segment tonight. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, and we still have Dr. Jody Smith on the line, and I think we're going to talk hamstring injury right now.
Yeah, hamstrings, nothing real glamorous about hamstring injuries, but unfortunately they're often the bane of especially early season. The hamstring muscle, really, its main job is with acceleration, and so most of the time you're going to see the injuries, and we have a couple guys, Cleek Shepard, Clips Richardson, have hamstring injuries. They'll reach back to try to get another gear, and they'll pull up, and you'll see them grab the back of their leg. And usually it happens later in practice when guys are tired or dehydrated. Tough part about the hamstring is that the muscle heals, you know, superficially very quickly, and so the symptoms go away, you feel better, you'll see them on the bike, they oftentimes can even jog, but the muscle, the scar tissue that heals the muscle is not as strong as the muscle, and so if you try to go back and do something too quickly, the muscle will actually pull back apart again fairly easily, and again, usually it comes with sprinting or trying to accelerate, and so they have to be very cautious, because the hamstring injury that can start off as a moderate injury can become very prolonged if you go back and re-injure it three or four times. So everyone's very cautious with them. That's why guys don't play. That's why Cleek Shepard's not listed on the depth chart as the kickoff returner. And so it's going to be one of those things we wait and see. Hopefully this is, neither one of them will be out for too long.
You know, Jody, it seems like one of those nagging injuries. Remember, Rashad Dowling was battling some of that in addition to a sprained knee, and he really... His whole last year at Virginia was just derailed, you know?
And again, the same thing. Basically, you know, what will happen is guys will think they're okay, and they'll try to come back. And every time they re-injure, it just starts the clock over again. So, you know, what typically is, you know, a 2 to 4 week injury if it's a mild one, 4 to 6 if it's more severe. Someone comes back quicker because they feel good, and they can either re-aggravate or even worsen the injury, which is what you typically will see. A guy feels good, and because the muscle is vulnerable, the second time they do it, it's worse. And so then it's what was a 2-week injury now is a 6-week injury starting over again. And so, you know, in the football season, every week's a game.
Yeah, the real problem is sometimes you see the guy out on the field who replaced you doing well, and you want to get back out there.
Yeah, man, that's got to weigh in everybody's mind.
You're starting to lose your time or your slot on the field. So, but at any rate, Jody, we thank you. We thank Ortho Virginia, all your colleagues out there. You all have been critical to our success, and we thank you and your colleagues who join us weekly during the football season to update the injuries as well.
Well, you guys are welcome. Yeah, I tell you, listening to your voice efforts, you've gotten the hang of it. You sound very professional, especially you, Frank. You've really gotten the hang of that now.
You know, it's practice makes perfect, and this is only the 109th show. I think we're getting better, although the start of tonight was kind of rocky.
Well, you know, what did Lincoln say? You can fool some of the people all the time. Apparently we've fooled Jody Smith, if nobody else, but at any rate.
Well, Jody, thank you. We look forward to you coming back in 2 weeks. In between, we've got Gordy Rawls joining us next week. So looking forward to y'all's input.
All right. Take care, guys.
Take care. All right. Let's talk about the Olympic sports report. And, you know, men's soccer lost a tough game the other night, 2-1 in overtime to Georgetown. Things could change quickly, though, for them because they're playing California at home Friday night. That's a good game. Go up to Kloctor Stadium. It should be real pretty. Then on Sunday, Virginia plays UCLA. So we're going to play a couple of the left coast teams, and a big opportunity for George Gelnevich and the, you know, his soccer players. You also got women's soccer defeated UNCW 2-0 for their third straight win. Now UVA women traveled to Texas on Friday night for a big game. Let's see, what else? Field hockey. Women's field hockey dropped a tough game to Penn State. I think that was just one of those deals where they just couldn't get the ball between the pipes. And volleyball dropped a close one to Colorado State to start the season, but then bounced back for a win out there in that invitational.
Yeah, we'll have in future weeks a little more time for the Olympic Sports Report. Just a couple of things. We're on next week again at 5:30. Charles McDaniel, former linebacker at the University of Virginia, I think he graduated in 84, will join us, as well as the new color analyst on the Football Network, Ty Covington, will be our guest. And as Frank said, the injury report by Dr. Gordy Rawl. So join us again next. It'll be Labor Day night, but we're still on the air at 5:30 Monday, September the 3rd, with a breakdown of the Richmond game and look ahead to the Penn State game.
Absolutely. We're real excited to have Tony Covington joining us. Tony is the new color analyst for UVA Radio, and had a great chance to talk to him here when he was in town just recently. And very dynamic, a lot of energy, and really knows his defense, and that'll be a new perspective for UVA fans.
Yeah, it'll be exciting for him and Dave Kane and Virginia Sports Properties as they get ready for Game 1 on Saturday at 3:09 kickoff.
By the way, a very interesting note, this coming Saturday, DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Matt Schaub will have their jerseys retired at halftime of the U of R game, so a good chance to see those two stars.
Go Hoos! We'll talk to you next week at 5:30 p.m.
Charles McDaniel, Tony Covington, and Dr. Gordy Rawls.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.